because he dated Gina Carano before her political views were known by anyone. Okay, I think I let that sink in a little bit. Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for joining me once again on Comic Talk Today. I, as always, am Dustin, bringing you the headlines on today's episode of Comic Talk Headlines. Today's episode is going to be big, so bear with me. All kinds of stuff going on. Let's hit the news. Breaking news! That's right, this one has come in since I finished my research schedule, and so I don't have a whole lot of information on it, but we do have word that Neil Blomkamp is in fact working on the sequel to District 9, his 2009 movie that was honestly better than it should have been, is getting a sequel, it seems. It is very, very, very early in the development of said sequel, so it might not ever see the light of day, but he has announced that he has begun work on said sequel. If there's anything else to talk about, we will definitely be keeping tabs on this in the movie section. Now let's get into TV streaming. This is very likely the largest section we have for the episode. So we're going to hit the follow-ups and then we're going to go jump right into the news. So follow-up section, we have MODOK starting things off. We got a new trailer and a release date for MODOK. The release date is May 21st. You can see the link to the trailer in the show notes. Animaniacs has been renewed for a third season long before we get season two. We are now officially going to be getting a season three as well. It helps that season one was amazing and like really set crazy records for Hulu. So yeah, let's do that. Then we're talking Twilight Zone. Twilight Zone, Jordan Peele's Twilight Zone at least, has been canceled. Which, if you've seen my previous coverage on the series, you know is really no skin off my back because like it was okay. But Rod Serling's Twilight Zone was 10 times the social commentary and 10 times as clever. And it came out 50, 60 years ago. So, you know, there's always that. And then our final follow-up for this section has to do with The Bad Batch. The new Star Wars animated series is going to be premiering on May the 4th. That's right. May the 4th be with you, everyone. So, we're getting Bad Batch. There's going to be some more Star Wars announcements over the next week, so we will definitely be covering those as they come down the pike. But that is all we have for follow-ups. Now let's get into the brand new section, and that is starting things off with Avatar Studios. So Nickelodeon recently announced that they have started a new studio, a subsidiary company, if you will, called Avatar Studios. Avatar as in Avatar the Last Airbender. They're going to be focusing on Avatar-centric content. Surprise, surprise! But their first foray into this world is an Avatar theatrical release. I could not find if it was going to be animated or live action. Either would not surprise me. But the big thing about this is the original creators, Michael DiMartino and Brian Kin... I am not going to be able to pronounce that last name properly. Kin Konietzko. Are both going to be in charge of this theater. They're going to answer directly to Nintendo's head of animation, and that is it. That's the only person that they are beholden to, which could be an amazing, amazing thing after what we saw with the live-action adaptation that's going to Netflix. This is going to be that much better. So... that's all we have there. Next, we're moving over to Paramount Plus. Remember, Paramount Plus is going to be the replacement app for CBS All Access. Paramount Plus presumably is going up a level as far as the rights go, so they're going to be able to put more onto the platform than CBS could, because I don't know. I really don't understand any of the logic behind a lot of these behind a lot of the streaming stuff, because like HBO is a subsidiary company of Warner Brothers. Why didn't they call it Warner Brothers Max? The naming stuff is just silly to me. That being said, March 4th is right around the corner. March 4th is the day that they're going to be switching from the one to the other. They did announce pricing plans. If you are currently on the $5.99 plan, then you are going to be grandfathered in. If you have not started a CBS All Access account and you want to get a Paramount account, then there's going to be two tiers. The ad-supported tier is going to be $4.99, so $5 a month if you want to see ads in your stuff. And there's going to be some limitations on the content that you have access to. Or if you want the premium tier, then it's going to be $9.99 a month, and you're not going to have ads, and you can go to anything that they currently have live on the platform. So that's very interesting. Some of the things that they talked about in their investors call talking about the transition are very interesting. I'm just going to go over the list of highlights. There was plenty more, but list of highlights is Halo. So Halo is switching from a Showtime show to a Paramount Plus show. Halo, Frasier, which we've been talking about. So confirmation of a rumor right there. Frasier is happening again. It's going to be the new version of Frasier. So everyone's coming back, including Kelsey Grammer, obviously. Fairly Odd Parents live action show. There's going to be Camp Coral. The first SpongeBob spinoff is going to be SpongeBob's Under Years. A Rugrats animated show that is CG animation. Yellowstone spinoff that currently is just being called 6666. I don't know what the relevance is to the 6666, but whatever. Road Rules and The Real World are both coming back. Reno 911 is getting a new show called The Hunt for QAnon, which, oh man. Behind the Music, Unplugged, and Yo MTV Raps are all on the list as well. So very eclectic and interesting amalgamation of things for that platform. I hope it does well because there's some really great potential behind a lot of those. Moving right along, we're next talking about a new series called G.I. Joe Lady J. Lady J is getting her very own live action series on Amazon. Eric Olson is going to be the showrunner. If you recognize that name, it's because he was also the guy in charge of the Netflix Daredevil series, as well as The Man in the High Castle, so on and so forth. Could be fantastic. This is expansion of the cinematic G.I. Joe universe. Never a bad thing to expand your universe as long as you can do it well. Next, we are talking very briefly about Andor. This is a very interesting situation. I take it back. This is not going to be brief. It's the little bit of information is quick. So the little bit of information is that George Lucas is being listed as a writer on the series. Now, there's a couple of really interesting differences between how he is listed versus how the other writers are listed. So first, George Lucas is only being listed as going down for 2 episodes. And second, he is also being listed as writing the characters? What does that mean? IMDb does not elaborate, so we are only left to speculation. So if you'll excuse me very briefly, we're going to speculate about what that means. What it seems to mean, at least to me, is that while George Lucas is not going to be in the writer's room with the writing staff, he is getting a writing credit because they are going to be using other characters that he created. And so he is probably going to be in some sort of like almost consultant level deal. And because of that, because of the status of his contract with Disney and what is Lucasfilm these days, he's getting a full blown writing credit for 2 episodes, which are going to be dealing with characters that he created, even though he's probably not going to be actually writing dialogue or scenes or anything like that for those 2 episodes. So all of this speculation that Lucasfilm brought back George Lucas really is unfounded. really is unfounded. If more rumors surface from this, we will definitely analyze those in the rumor section. We don't have any of those today, and we're not in the rumor section, so we're going to be moving on. Our next piece is coming from the other end of the universe, and that's Star Trek, that Section 31 series that we've been keeping tabs on, that we've heard a million and one rumors about, is definitely still somewhere in the world of Paramount and all of that. But we do know for sure that it is not in active development right now because Alex Kurtzman and Julie McNamara, who is the Paramount Plus head of programming, have come out and said that that show will not happen until one of the current 5 live-action Star Trek shows is completed. Very likely that will probably be Picard, and then they will try their hands at expanding the current universe around Michael. I can't think of the character's last name, but whatever. the Discovery Universe. So, yeah, kind of puts the kibosh on some of those Section 31 rumors. We're going to move on anyway. Our last piece in TV streaming has to do with a new show called Metal Lords. D.B. Weiss and David Benioff are in charge of a new series that's coming to Netflix. They're both going to be producing. D.B. Weiss is going to be show running, it seems, and it's going to be based on two kids in high school who are trying to start a metal band. The other noteworthy announcement about this is that Tom Morello is going to be what they're calling executive music producer. So he's going to be the guy in charge of all of the music to some degree. I mean, I like Rage Against the Machine as much as the next guy, but I don't know if Tom Morello is the guy that's really connected with the metal scene these days. I mean, maybe that's just my bias showing through, but either way, that's what we got for TV streaming. So now we're going to jump headfirst into movies. First off, we're talking Spider-Man 3 in follow-ups. Spider-Man 3, we just got the official announcement of the subtitle, No Way Home. There's been a lot of speculation as to what this means, and also, very strangely, the shape of the... whatever. We'll get into the speculation in a further episode. This episode is much too large to be spending too much time here. We're going to move right along. Our next piece has to do with Army of the Dead. Army of the Dead just released its first teaser trailer. If you want to go check that out, remember, this is Zack Snyder's zombie movie, and somehow there's aliens involved. Go watch the trailer, then we'll talk about it. Our last piece of follow-up has to do with the Mortal Kombat movie reboot. The Mortal Kombat Red... The Red Band trailer, sorry, I couldn't think of words. The Red Band trailer for Mortal Kombat, the reboot, has surpassed Logan and Deadpool in views, being the most viewed Red Band trailer in the history of the internet, which is kind of freaking awesome, and I just decided to share that with you. Now, let's get into actual news for the section. So starting things off for news is another rumor confirmation, and that is Blue Beetle. We have Jaime Reyes is going to be on the big screen. That's right. He's going to be the subject of his very own DC Universe movie. The director, Manuel Soto, took to Twitter and also did an interview with Variety. What was it? The Wrap. I'm sorry. Did an interview with The Wrap and announced it on Twitter that he is going to be directing the movie. There was an announcement. I didn't recognize the name of the kid that they announced that was going to be in it. I think they said he was going to be Jaime. I will follow up on this in the next episode because I feel a little silly right now. Moving right along, we have another DC announcement, kind of. Harley Quinn. James Gunn kind of rocked the boat a little bit the other day when he said that he and Margot Robbie have begun discussions about a Harley Quinn movie. Now, just because James Gunn and Margot Robbie are talking about it doesn't mean it's going to happen. Doesn't mean that Warner Brothers is going to give them the green light. Doesn't mean anything, but it was all over the nerd sphere, so I had to put it in here. It is a possibility, but it is a slim possibility at best, considering how the last two movies that had Harley Quinn in them did. So, moving right along, we're talking Pet Sematary. There is a prequel movie in the works. It's going to go straight to Paramount Plus. No release date yet as to when it will be happening. It is going to be coming from the pen of screenwriter Jeff Buhler, who wrote the 2019 remake, which was pretty lackluster, let's be honest. So that is what we have on that piece. Our last piece has to do with Beavis and Butthead. As part of that investor's call, they did announce also that Beavis and Butthead are getting another movie, as well as transferring over to Paramount Plus. So another Beavis and Butthead movie. That's all we got. I just had to talk about it. That is the movie section, guys. So let's finish things off. Let's talk rumor mill. Rumor mill, we have one confirmation of rumor that we haven't talked about in any of the other sections. That confirmation has to do with Lex Luthor, Wale Parks. We theorized, and the rumor mill definitely threw out there, that Wally Parks was going to be Black Lex Luthor from somewhere else in the multiverse. Well, at least part of that has been confirmed, in that we did get to see that Wally Parks is in fact Black Lex Luthor. And being as the Superman and Lois show that this happened in, is part of the Arrowverse, and we already have John Cryer playing the regular Lex Luthor in the Arrowverse, then it only lends to believe that he's going to be from somewhere else in the multiverse. But we have no confirmation. All we know is he is a version of Lex Luthor, and so yeah, there you go. And then our refutation for this episode is honestly something, like, I thought when I first saw the refutation, I was like, oh, that's right, we talked about that. And then I saw the actual rumor that it was refuting. I don't think we talked about this specifically. So, there has been a rumor recently that we're going to be seeing Big Hero 6 characters make their way into the MCU proper. Well, Kevin Feige himself came out and said, yeah, that's not happening, at least not anytime soon. So there's no current progress on Big Hero 6 characters showing up in mainline MCU. That is the subsection. Now let's get into the actual rumors. Our first rumor comes from Henry Cavill himself. Mass Effect is apparently going to be a thing. All of this crazy going on with Henry Cavill, everybody's like, oh, I want to cancel Henry Cavill because he dated Gina Carano before her political views were known by anyone. Okay, I think I let that sink in a little bit. So, Henry Cavill, in response, the other reason people are getting grumpy at Henry Cavill these days is because he hasn't come out and welcomed Sasha Calle as the new Supergirl. Well, A, I'm sure Cavill's pretty busy with The Witcher and all. B, he also might be a little salty because if you want to believe the rumors that we've been covering, if you want to believe the rumors, the fact that they have cast a new Supergirl potentially means he's not going to play Superman again. So there's that. But C, maybe he doesn't really care who else is in the universe with him until he works with this person. He's not going to congratulate somebody based on merits he doesn't know they have. So, like, whatever. But the reason we're talking about Henry Cavill right now is because instead of welcoming Sasha Calle, he posted to his Instagram something with a script in his hand, and the script is very, very blurry, and people are saying that they have been able to unblur the image so that they can read at least part of the script that is in his hand. It looks like he tweeted or posted this to Instagram from his makeup chair on the set of Witcher 3, but there is a lot of vocabulary in there lending itself to the world of Mass Effect. So that's awesome. This is very, 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 very loose. There is not anything beyond this letting us know that any of this is true. And the fact that it's based on software that may or may not actually sharpen text in an image, I can't go along with this very much. I am going to give it a 50% validity because of the source, because of the potential here, but that's as high as we could theoretically go. Even though it appears there might be like physical evidence that this is happening, we don't know that. There's the picture's far too blurry and I don't trust algorithms. So 50%, and that's a really slim 50. Our next piece of rumor comes from, why can't I read? Aquaman 2. Oh, speaking of the DCU, Aquaman 2, there is a new rumor, and there is actually a slew of these rumors, saying that Amber Heard has in fact been fired from the set of Aquaman 2, and they're now going to be replacing her with Emilia Clarke. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to see Amber Heard as Mira at all in the DCEU anytime in the near future, because we already know that they're done filming the Snyder Cut of the Justice League, and she's in it. So, This comes from a lot of different places, but I cannot go any higher than halfway there because there's just too many possibilities one way or the other. Like if there was a solid source, if there was a source that I absolutely knew 100% has connections to Warner Brothers, that's the only way this could get higher than 50%. And also because of other things we've heard legitimately in the news, I have to even drop that down a little bit more. So validity for this rumor is about 40%. I want it to be true. I think Emilia Clarke is 10 times the actor that Amber Heard is. I think all of the nonsense going on with Amber Heard is going to be more distraction for Warner Brothers than it is going to be a draw to any of their properties anyway. So this should be a thing. I just don't think it is. And that's what we got there. So let's move on to our final rumor. Our final rumor Is a Scarecrow movie rumor. This one is new. We've heard that there might be a Bane. One rumor that we should have covered in the last episode that I totally missed in the notes, and I apparently didn't transfer over to my new notes, is that Bane is rumored to be making an appearance. Not just Bane, but Tom Hardy Bane is rumored to be making an appearance in the Flashpoint movie. I'm not going to give any validity to that because we're just touching on it briefly, but yeah, I just wanted you to know it was there because it's a fun rumor to think about. But this final rumor is Scarecrow. So Scarecrow, because Joker did so well, because we do have the potential rumors of Penguin movie. There was also those rumors of potentially a Joker movie that we've talked about, another Joker movie, I guess, is more appropriate. As well as, well, there was one other one. Mr. Freeze, the Mr. Freeze rumor that we also heard talk of. So this is just the next in the line of things. The rumor does go on to say that Cillian Murphy is being considered for the lead role. Because of that, I think that does more to damage the validity of the rumor than to help it, because I don't know that Cillian Murphy really wants to revisit that character, or even if they can do any sort of justice beyond what Christian Bale Batman, Christopher Nolan did for that character. So that kind of goes against it, and it's from a super weak source. This validity to this rumor is probably about 25%. But that's all of the rumors we got today, guys. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can subscribe to any and all of the podcasts we offer over on nerdylegion.com. If you want to go deeper into the nerd news, you want to see the other sections for today's episode, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.